thought about zip lining was my very first time, right? Was, okay, let's try this. Like, I don't know how this is gonna work, but we're gonna find out. Well, now that's just like, that is something I look forward to doing every summer, because it's like I can be free for 5 minutes and not have to worry about what my body is doing or, you know, how my body's functioning, because, you know, you just fly.
Camp Conquest, a camp designed specifically for individuals with special needs and disabilities. They believe that camp should be fun for everyone and that we all have value and a purpose in the kingdom of God. You need to come and experience this opportunity to grow and meet others with shared life experiences. Hi, and welcome to this edition of Mid-South Viewpoint. I'm Byron Tyler here on the Bot Radio Network, and we are actually coming to you from Camp Conquest. My dear friend Mark Price is with us. And Mark, thank you so much for the invitation to come out. I love being here. This is a wonderful place to be. Right now, we're 2 days away from the first day of spring as we record this program. Things are starting to bud a little bit. Some green starting to peek through, and you've got a lot of grass on those fields out there, too.
Yes, it's coming through. It's finally coming around, and the weather's been great. We're very excited with the season here.
Let me tell our friends where we are. We are at 3934 West Union Avenue in Millington, Tennessee. It is an easy drive. Is those wild turkeys over there? I see turkeys, I think. Is it?
Those are guineas.
Those are guineas. Okay. Shows you what I know about
next
farm life.
Next to the cows.
Next to the cows. I got to learn my farm animals, right?
So you need to go back to kindergarten.
I need to go back to kindergarten. Alina's with us, too. Alina is an ambassador here with Camp Conquest. Alina, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing so good. I'm so thankful that we have opportunity to meet and learn about your camp experience.
Thank you.
Also want to welcome Jamie, who is the engagement director. She helps all the campers arrange their marriages, I believe, get engaged. Is that right?
That would be fun. I do enjoy attending, so that would be fun. No, I help recruit our staff and our volunteers for the summer. I do training at churches and things like that.
No, I was just obviously kidding with you, Jamie, on that part. But anyway.
It would be fun, though.
Well, you like that part of it?
I would love to be
Yeah.
Married.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, we are here just to kind of unfold the 2024 Camp Conquest season, which is like just weeks away, Mark. You founded this camp with your wife, Amanda. We've had you and Amanda on before and talked about just the evolution of how God has directed you, that really God has created everyone in his own image, Mark.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. That journey began back in 2010 when we met a family who had a little boy, and they both worked. So it was always a struggle every summer for them to find a place for him to go. It was a little boy that would bite and pinch and kick. And so the parents struggled to find caretakers. And I just remember talking to Amanda and saying, what would it look like for a place for him to go in the summertime? And he could have fun, and it would be help for those parents. Then I drew out on a map what a camp like that would look like. And of course, that's when God put it on our hearts to create this way back in 2010.
Interesting statistic, Mark. There is less than 24 camps in the entire United States that offers people of any age, any diagnosis, any disability, to have a true summer camp experience.
That's correct. So there's roughly around a little over 1,100 camps across the country that serve this community. So there are a lot of camps, but those camps, it's in their policy that they only take campers that are higher functioning, that can bathe themselves, dress themselves, and feed themselves. So in those early stages of me calling around to different camps, one of those camps was Camp Barnabas that offered to come to Memphis to help us get started. And so much of what we do, we learned from the blessings of Camp Barnabas.
Yes, and Camp Barnabas staff have actually been on the show. That's how I first learned about this organization. What an incredible story in itself, and being on America's Home Makeover and having that whole camp renovated there in Missouri. But really, you experienced that camp yourself. You went to Missouri. Didn't you go to Camp Barnabas?
I did. Yeah. I went there for a week just to shadow and see what it was like, so that I could bring that back to start our camp here. And so God really opened some doors then, because in talking with Paul and Cindy Teese, the founders of Camp Barnabas, they directed us on what kind of campground to look for to rent. And so when we identified three different campgrounds, they came to Memphis and went with us to look at those three campgrounds.
Yeah.
And said, you know, this is the place to go. And hey, what if we brought a leadership team the first couple of years to help you get started? You can't script that.
No.
I mean, that was all God and his hands all over it.
Now, the grove at Red Oak Lake there in Cordova really was the birthplace, really.
It was. Yes, yeah. It was. Yes.
And so for how many seasons did you use their facilities?
So we were there 3 years, and that was a blessing in itself. I was at a men's retreat there one day, and the new director was there that was rebuilding and revamping all of the grove. And I'm sitting at this men's retreat across from the dining table during lunch, and his name was Neil. And I'm telling him about this dream that I have of starting this camp for special needs and disabilities. And he started tearing up, and he said, I want to help you make that happen. And so the next thing I know, Paul and Cindy Teese are bringing their leadership team, and the director of the Grove at Red Oak Lake has his hands in the help. And it was just blessings all around.
Well, 2019 was a special year.
Yes.
Because that's when God really provided where we are now. Is it about, what, 80-something acres that we're on?
78 acres.
78 acres,
yes.
Almost 80 acres. I had no idea that this facility was here. I think the Methodist Church had run this camp for a number of years. It kind of went dormant for a while.
Yes.
And it was just the perfect place for Camp Conquest.
It really was. That was amazing in itself. In 2019, we had 72 campers on a waiting list. So the leadership team, we said, we've got to find our own place because we couldn't add another week where we were renting.
Yeah.
So literally when camp was over, Amanda Googled and found two campgrounds for sale in all the southern part of the U.S., this property right here in Shelby County and in North Carolina. So it was just an open door. It was just amazing.
And you weren't ready to move to North Carolina at the
time.
Oh, boy.
Not that it's a bad place.
No,
I love North Carolina.
Well, actually, Jamie, I overheard you saying while we were setting up all this video and equipment to do our show here today, you actually worked at a camp in North Carolina.
Actually, in Pennsylvania is where I was at.
Well,
close enough.
Yeah,
not far.
Sorry about that.
That's all right.
So was that your first experience working at a camp?
It was not. I grew up working and volunteering at Camp Conquest. Back in 2015 was my first year here. And I was here for every week, every summer, until I got my first full-time job up in PA for a different ministry, very similar to ours. And then Mark offered me the job here last year. So I'm back.
So what has it meant for you as you've been part of this through the years? Why do you keep coming back?
Which reason do you want? I have a lot. The pure joy and the love that you feel when you are just on the property. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can look around and see how gorgeous it is already and the potential that it has for all the future, more projects and buildings to come. But then just also the service of like being with the campers and loving them throughout the week. And the Lord continues to teach me something new every single year about his character and about himself and his creation. And so just how he shaped my heart and my passion for this.
So when you first came to Camp Conquest, what did you do?
I came when I was 16 years old. Mark came and spoke at my school recruiting for volunteers. And I had no experience with people with disabilities at all. Never been around someone with a disability. But I knew I wanted to come here and I wanted to serve. So I served as a one-on-one volunteer. I had a sweet girl with Down syndrome that I just got to have so much fun with the whole week and got to love on for the whole week. So just caring for her each day and doing different activities and parties and whatnot.
That's all it took.
That's all it took.
That's all it took. Alina, you have been here at the camp now. You're an ambassador now. But when did you first make your appearance?
I think it was at the old, I don't know which one it was, but it was at the old campground that we rented out. And I would always joke around with Mark, not even being serious. So I would say, where's my job? And he would say something like, you gotta wait, you're not 18 yet. And I'm like, okay, see if this really happens. And eventually, Camp Conquest was the place where I could do pranks.
Do pranks?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. What do you mean by pranks?
I put shaving cream on his car one year.
You did?
Yep.
She sure did.
Wow.
Yes. I have a picture of that.
It's on Facebook. So, you know, I could do pranks. I could act like an actual teenager, but also don't get in trouble for it. And so it was amazing, and I could take a break from my parents. They couldn't be like, what are you doing today? Because there's no phone, so they can be in my business for the whole week, so that was...
You had your own space.
I had my own space.
Plus, you could put shaving cream on Mark's car.
Yeah, that too.
Right. Had there been other pranks besides shaving cream?
I think I threw a bottle at him one time.
Whoa.
That was an accident.
Was it a water bottle?
I was getting ready to go on zip line, and I couldn't find my own water bottle, so he's like, here, drink mine, and I was like... Are you sure? And he's like, yeah, I don't want you to get too hot. And so I was like, okay, I drank out of it anyway. So I drank out of it. Then I lost a grip on it, and it fell. I don't know where it fell, but it fell. And I said, your water bottle fell. And he's like, I got it. Yeah. It's okay. And I was like, okay, cool. And having this team... She picks me up, drops me off when I get home.
Lena, what do you enjoy most about Camp Conquest? You're an ambassador now, but what do you enjoy most about participating in the camps here?
The paint party. It really starts when we come on campus the first night. We get to throw paint at anything, everything, and nothing is off limits except the cameras. So, you know, I get to throw paint at everybody and kind of get that energy out.
Yeah.
And I don't have to worry about, you know, if I need help with something, they're there. If I get too hot, they're there. If you know, something was to go wrong, I know they would help me.
A lot of great care here, Mark, goes into this camp. We're not talking just about campers having activities. There's medical needs, too, that need to be addressed.
Yes.
And you make sure, right, that you have the proper staff here when you run your camps.
We do. And so Amanda is a nurse practitioner, a family practice. And so each week of camp, we have a full medical team that's here to help dispense the medications. If campers get dehydrated or a blister or whatever, they, you know, a little minor injuries or anything like that, we have a full medical team to help with that. You know, this is a lot of our campers arrive at camp with just gallon-sized bags full of medications. And so it takes a team to dispense those meds and dispense them properly.
Yeah.
So that's real helpful.
So much goes into that. I mean, you start planning, these camps way ahead, right?
Pretty much the whole year is planning. I would say we finish camp at the end of June, and come the first week of July, we're planning for the next year.
Well, over 40,000 individuals with disabilities just in the immediate Memphis area.
Down 43,000.
You have a wait list, too, for summer camp, I believe. As that continues to grow,
we
and
do.
As people discover this camp, I'm sure that even gets more. And I know there's plans to expand the facilities here at Camp Conquest.
Yes. So the vision is that we want to build several cabins that will eventually, once we're completing the construction of those cabins, will be around 270 beds. Now, we want to build a 10,000 square foot gymnasium. We need a swimming pool, don't we, Alina? We want to build a 2,800 square foot gunite swimming pool with a zero entry. So everything that we do out here, Byron, when we build these activities, we build them for every camper to participate. We don't want anyone sitting on the sidelines watching other kids have fun.
I think it was a couple of years ago, you know, when we did the bowling thing, and it was like, and you had to get it to the, my spasticity kicked in. Sorry.
No, you're good.
It was like a thing that you had to like, and it would go and it would hit thing, but I couldn't pick it up. So you put it on the table. I forgot what that thing was called.
I don't remember either.
But you put it on the table and I could do it. And we figured out a way for me to do that activity.
And making those activities that all the campers can participate. That's so important, right, Jamie?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Most of the time throughout the year, they're not able to do as much programming either at school or church or things like that. So the rest of the time, they're just sitting at home, and whatever we can accommodate for them to participate in anything is just so fun.
Now, Alina has mentioned about this throwing paint. Now, I've seen video of this. I mean, this is pretty crazy, but just over here, my shoulder in this area, I believe is the area that there's these colorful paint bombs. Tell me about that. What is that?
There's water guns filled with paint in them. There's giant sponges filled with paint, bucket of paint. And you just go around and everyone's in white t-shirts and you splash as much color on each other as you can. We come out very messy.
Very messy.
You'll be picking green paint out of your ear for a couple weeks.
Okay, let's talk about your job specifically as an engagement director here at Camp Conquest. Mark mentioned engaging the community, looking for volunteers to come out. Tell me exactly what you are trying to do as the engagement director.
It definitely takes a village to run camp, even for 1 week, let alone four. And I think we need about 8 to 15 staff per week. And so they're hired for the whole summer to just make sure everything is running smoothly, take care of everything, go through the schedule, things like that. And then it takes about 40-ish volunteers for a single week. Mark says it every single year. We cannot run camp without the volunteers.
Right. When we talk about volunteers, what are some of the qualifications? What are you looking for people to be a Camp Conquest volunteer?
There's not really any strict qualifications, just willing to serve and love one another and things like that, because
they have to be willing to be out of their comfort zone, help with any of the medical needs that might come during the week, maybe with showers and things like that. If you're out of your comfort zone and if you're willing to take the time to know somebody, not just by their disability, but by who they actually are inside, that's what we need as a person for camp.
Absolutely. That is so beautifully said, Alina.
Absolutely.
And you have to have somebody that's going to wash all that colorful paint off of you, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
we need
somebody with patience, you know, help with meltdowns if they happen, because, you know, things can happen, you know. So we need people that are willing to just stay calm in those moments.
You know, when we first drew out that map I told you about, you know, we were thinking, okay, what can we create in the summertime for these kids to come and have fun? And I say kids, our oldest camper is 63, but when they come to camp, I don't care what their age is, they're all campers. Mm-hmm. They're all kids. Yep. So when we created that, little did we know that this is a community with a much higher divorce rate. So we're giving these parents some much needed respite. But what we didn't see is the caliber and the quality of the volunteers that come here to serve, 13 years old and older, in their 60s, and to come and take a week or 2 weeks and serve and just love on these kids. So many of them, yes, they are pushed to out of their comfort zone because they're doing things they've never done before. And that's why we provide all this training before the campers even arrive, so that they do know what to do if a camper has a seizure, or if they, you know, they have to cut their food up small bites instead of just letting them eat however they want to. But it's a beautiful thing to see. You know, the media doesn't paint a pretty picture of our youth, but if you saw the youth, the amazing people that come here to make this possible, it's a blessing.
What amazes you most, Mark, as you've been doing this camp for so many years now, and you've seen how God has opened the door here at this camp in Millington, any surprises? What does it amaze you that God has done through the years, and you're just seeing His faithfulness here at Camp Conquest?
Several things. I mean, we went the first 10, 11 years, we're in our 12th year now, without an accident or an injury. And in the camp industry, that's unheard of. That's just God having His hand on all of this and keeping us safe. To serve thousands of people for a whole week over the years and not having anybody get hurt. The other part of that, again, going back to the volunteers, the amazing people that come from all over the country. And we've had them come from
countries.
The Philippines, China, Brazil last year. Yes. Mm-hmm. The other part of that, too. You know, when we bought this property in 2019, the spillway on the lake had collapsed. Two guys showed up and said, hey, we do dirt work. What do you need done? I said, can you fix the levee? Yep, we'll be out here. They brought their equipment out and fixed the levee. Our little residential mower crashed and burned after about 3 months when we bought the property. And Amanda took a picture of our broken down mower and said, hey, can anybody fix it? An equipment dealer in Clarksville donated a brand new Kubota mower. A gentleman, right after we bought the property, he came out and said, hey, I want to volunteer. I'm retired. I want to help out. And then he brought a friend the next week. And then the third week, a third guy came. And that's up to 10 guys now. And they're still coming every week after 4.5 years. Right. We had projected about $200,000 worth of modifications for wheelchair ramps, modifying showers for wheelchair ramps. Instead of $200,000, we did it for $17,000 because of their love and devotion and just coming week after week.
Well, something else now. Over my shoulder here, those who are watching the video, there's a beautiful lake, as you mentioned, on the property. There is an incredible zip line that was professionally installed too, right?
Yes, yes.
I actually have a story about that. I asked them to put it above the water. Next thing I know, they actually did it. So I was even working with them back then without me even knowing. But the best part about zip lining was my very first time, right, was, okay, let's try this. Like, I don't know how this is going to work, but we're going to find out. Well, now that's just like, that is something I look forward to doing every summer, because it's like I can be free for 5 minutes and not have to worry about what my body is doing or you know, how my body's functioning because, you know, you just fly. You know,
you just fly. Were you scared the first time, Alina?
I'd say some people, I'm what they call, if you ask me to do it, I'm going to find a way. So fear is not really a thing inside of me. It was mostly, woohoo! that was basically my whole reaction the whole time. It's just, let's go. And sometimes I would ask them if I can do it more than once. And sometimes it's a yes, sometimes it's a no, other people have to go. But fun things. I remember one time, you know, watching the other children and adults go through the their own experiences and also just making friends that go through the same thing. I have a friend from camp and she has the same disability. We talk every summer. We're almost in the same cabin every summer. So it's always really fun to come back to something that you know that's going to be there and you can fall on them every summer.
Yes.
And you know you're going to be safe and you don't have to worry about what's going to happen because you're not, you know, you're going to have so much fun. And being the ambassador, I get to know all the secrets before anybody else does.
Now, we don't want to share those secrets right now.
I know that. But that's just the coolest thing about camp is they will make you find a way and make you get out of your comfort zone. I think the last summer I was here, I got to be on the beach for the first time.
That's right.
I never got to feel sand before.
Oh.
So just feeling the sand on my toes and grabbing it with my hands, it was like, wait, what? This is what it's going to feel like if
this
I go
sand.
To the beach. Yeah. And so it was just amazing. And then being the ambassador, I get money from different donations sometimes. And seeing what they're doing with the donations I get to ask for, it's amazing just to see how God is walking in my life.
Oh, Alina, mm-hmm. Thank you so much for that story. This is just reflected, I know, multiple times when the campers come here. Alina was expressing, Mark, the freedom that she experiences just for that 5 minutes. Our listeners right now, they're busy doing whatever. They don't have that limitation. They don't think about that.
That's right.
But just having that little bit of freedom there, you know, is so special. We're going to start having to wrap up the show here from Camp Conquest, where we are bringing the program to you on location. One of the things I noticed, too, when I was looking at the website, which is, by the way, campconquest.com, campconquest.com. One lady says about her little Emily's experience here, we can't thank you enough for providing such a safe, energizing, exciting, and blessed week for Emily and her pals. Camp Conquest is truly her number one favorite thing to participate in. Thank you. Thank you.
Yes. I love those stories. We have so many families that tell us, we use Camp Conquest as our bargaining tool. You don't clean your room, you don't get to go to camp.
Oh, really?
So all year, so many of our parents, they plan this all the way through up the year to come to camp.
Mark, speak to those families right now that may be listening. They have a neighbor or friend or church member. And they want to get their camper here. They want to get them to experience Camp Conquest. What are some of the first steps in order to do that?
We sat down several years ago, our leadership team, and said, what are all the questions that parents would ask, or what would be a question that they would think of? So we created this great frequently asked questions on our website. So campconquest.com, they can go there and look under the campers tab at the frequently asked questions. A lot of that, they'll see that every camper that comes is paired up with a counselor for the week. So the campers sleep on the bottom bunks. That counselor that's paired up with that camper is on the top bunk. And so they help them with bathing, with mealtime. They get them from different activities throughout the day. And they're together through that whole week to make sure that they have a fun and safe week. And if they have further questions, they can call, and we're always happy to talk about camp.
And if a family wanted to come out and just tour and see the camp, there's opportunities.
Absolutely.
Jamie, could you help organize that?
Yeah, we actually are starting something new this year. During the 4 weeks of camp, there's some specific times that families or donors or church members can come out and tour and see camp as it's running and get an idea for the next summer if they want to join.
Okay. This has been great. Again, we're at Camp Conquest. You can experience so much. God is really blessed here. I'm so thankful that we have a camp like this in our region.
I think we take all disabilities. So if they need help with a bunch of their needs, they're there for it.
Okay.
So, you know, I've experienced it. It's amazing.
It is amazing. Mm-hmm. Alina, thank you so much. Thank you for being here. Jamie, thank you. Mark, as always, my dear friends, God bless you. Thank you so much. Well, friends, that's really all the time we have here on this edition of Mid-South Viewpoint. Don't forget to go to the website, campconquest.com, and learn more. Again, the camp is located here in Millington at 3934 West Union Road. So tranquil, so peaceful this time of year. I love this little spring breeze we're feeling right now. It feels so good. I wish the zip line was ready. I'm not sure. I'm not sure I could do it. Alina might have to go for me. I don't know if I could do it or not.
I would definitely do that for you. No.
We should have Byron back out this summer. Huh?
No, you should actually put the zip line out right now and I can do it.
I'll have to come back. I want to come back when the camp is active. A special thank you to my dear friend, Diana Abbott, who works in our office, for coming out here and assisting me with today's show. And also say a special thank you to my dear friend from church I brought out, Stephen Kyle. Stephen is off camera and off microphone right now, but I wanted him to meet me out here and experience this camp. He has a special need grandson and just wanted to learn more about this camp. So, friend, if you are in that place, too, that you would like to learn more about Camp Conquest, again, go to that website, campconquest.com. The phone number to call is 901-545-2267. 901-545-2267. Well, we got to say goodbye. I hope you have a great afternoon. I'm Byron Tyler here on the Bot Radio Network. Thanks for listening. Talk to you next time. Bye-bye.
If you would like to listen to today's show again, go to BotRadioNetwork.com and look for Mid-South Viewpoint under the Broadcast tab. The show is also available on your favorite podcast platforms. Some shows have video of the interviews as well and can be viewed at Byron Tyler Radio on YouTube or on our Bot Radio Network mobile app.